Chapter 33. Two Options. Meeting Big Mike's daughter had dampened Buck's partying mood. He went straight back to his hotel and rested the remaining days until Mrs. Winthrop's return. He even took his meals in his room, not wanting to deal with any more chance encounters with his past, unaware that the real drama of this trip still lay ahead. On the third day, he returned to the Winthrop mansion. A servant escorted him to the library to wait for Mrs. Winthrop. Moments later, Jane Winthrop entered, then walked over and hugged Buck.
"I'm so sorry for your loss,"
Buck said somberly, not really knowing the right words to say.
"Thank you, Buck. My husband thought highly of you, as do I,"
she said as she eased into a nearby chair.
"That means a lot to me."
As he sat down in the chair beside her and fumbled in his pocket for the check,
"I'm here to return this. I know your husband meant well, but I can't accept this."
"My husband predicted that this would be your response,"
she said as she took the check.
"We sent 3 spoiled children off on vacation, and you brought us back 3 fine, strong young men. For that, we will always be in your debt."
"I was merely trying to keep myself alive. What your sons became was of their own doing."
"You won't accept money or praise. My, you are a stubborn man, Buck."
"I did what I had to do, that's all. Mostly for my own benefit."
"Would you object to food as a token of my appreciation?"
"One meal, then we can call us even."
"One meal it is, then. How about tomorrow, around 7?
7 will be fine,"
Buck answered, and started for the door.
"Luke and Allison will be pleased that you will be joining us,"
causing him to stop dead in his tracks.
"Allison's mother is up from New York as well. It should be an interesting dinner party."
"Mrs. Winthrop, I need to tell you something. It has to do with Allison's mother and me."
"Luke has told me about her seducing you as a lad, Buck,"
she said to his amazement. Buck was more confused than ever. If she knew about the affair, she must surely have a low opinion of him. Yet she still wanted him to dine with them, knowing how awkward it would be.
"He also told me how badly Allison treated you at your last meeting,"
Janet said in a serious voice that Buck had never heard her use before.
"Please sit back down, Buck. I need to tell you some things."
Buck sat mesmerized as Mrs. Winthrop told him about Mrs. Warner's addiction to alcohol and young boys. After her return to New York, she had placed Allison in a series of boarding schools. Mrs. Warner then set about squandering her late husband's fortune. Much of it went to pay hush money to the parents of the young boys she had molested. Mrs. Warner had lived a very lavish lifestyle and soon spent most of her husband's money. Allison was unaware of her mother's problems. Luke finally confronted her with the facts after Buck suddenly left them to go to Mexico. He was so upset with Allison's treatment of Buck that he almost divorced her. Mrs. Warner had gotten so depraved that Mrs. Winthrop had to send all her younger house staff away for their own protection any time she came to visit. She had even tried to bribe Mrs. Winthrop's butler to find poor street boys for her unquenchable sexual appetite. Mrs. Warner was forced to sell her home and quickly ran through that money as well. Now Luke pays for the modest apartment where she lives. The reason for this latest visit is to have her committed to an asylum. It was either that or prison. Allison had to choose. Luke promised Allison he would give Mrs. Warner one last farewell party, but the doctors would be outside right afterward to take her away.
"So now you know why you being here is important. Luke and Allison will need your strength and support."
"If you think my being here will help, I'll gladly stay."
You are a fine man, Buck,
she said with tears in her eyes.
A fine man.
Buck felt no hatred now towards Mrs. Warner, just pity. Most of all, he felt sorry for Allison. How sad to have to face the fact that your mother was insane. She would have felt less pain if her mother had simply died. When Luke and Allison arrived, they were surprised to find Buck there. Mrs. Winthrop had felt it best to keep his presence a secret. Soon afterwards, Mrs. Warner came staggering into the main hall. As usual, Luke had to go out and pay for her cab. She was obviously drunk before the rest had finished the first course. Mrs. Warner picked at her plate lightly, but drank the table wine heavily. No one introduced Buck as he sat eating quietly at the far end of the big table. None of them had much of an appetite. After dinner, Buck asked if he could speak to Mrs. Warner alone. They went into the adjacent study, and then Buck revealed who he was. In her drunken stupor, it was hard to make her understand exactly what was in store for her that night. Buck felt he owed it to her late husband and Allison to give their family a dignified way out of this situation. Once he had her attention, Buck gave Mrs. Warner two options: the doctor's or the pistol hidden under his coat. She chose the latter. Buck exited the study and closed the big double doors. He motioned for Luke to take Allison upstairs. The two of them had barely made it halfway when they heard the gun discharge. Allison ran back down, but Buck stopped her from entering the room. Luke caught up to her and had to bodily drag her back up the stairs. Once she was gone, Mrs. Winthrop and Buck went into the study. Even in her alcohol-saturated state, Mrs. Warner knew this was the best way to fix her problems. This was probably the first unselfish thing she had done in her whole miserable life. Buck turned to Mrs. Winthrop and said,
"Sorry about the mess."
"Don't be sorry, Buck. You have cleaned up a much larger mess for this family tonight."
On the train ride back to Wilsonville, Buck sat for a long time staring out the window without really seeing the world outside. He wondered if there might have been a better way to have handled the situation. Then Buck's mother's words echoed once again in his mind.
You did what had to be done.